fighters is said to be on the increase in Ghana. The situation poses a threat to the country's human resource base. Dr. Emmanuel Duchi is the program manager, National Hepatitis Control Program, and he has joined us on the line to throw more light on what is being done to stem the tide of the disease. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, sir.
What is the current situation of hepatitis in the country? Now, is the disease on the increase, and what is being done to halt the trend?
Yes, generally, we can say that if you test people right now for viral hepatitis B and C, most of the time we see that 10% of those tested are positive for viral hepatitis B. And then for the C, normally it's 5% of those who test that are positive for the C. And you can see that looking at our trend, you know, we have a surveillance system that monitors the acute viral hepatitis case by report to our health facilities in the country. So looking at the data now, we can see there's an upsurge in the number of cases that report to our health facilities. Hello, sir.
Yeah, now, doctor, for the purposes of educating Ghanaians, can you briefly tell us what hepatitis is, what causes it, and how it is transmitted, briefly?
Yeah, when we say viral hepatitis, it simply means that there's injury to our liver. You know, every person has a liver, which helps in our digestion and other control of digestion in our system. So normally, if you are infected by the virus, it normally enters the liver and causes injury to the liver. And we have common types, which we name them as viral hepatitis A, viral hepatitis B, viral hepatitis C, D, and E. All of them, their main cause is that they infect the liver and cause injury to the liver. But their mode of transmission varies for the A and B, C, D, and E. So we can take it this way so that we can understand it better. When we group them this way, viral hepatitis A and E, they are normally transmitted through contaminated water and food, meaning that if the virus enters the water that we drink and the food that we eat, then we can get ourselves be infected with viral hepatitis A and E. But if it comes to the viral hepatitis B, C, and D, normally they are normally transmitted through blood. That is, if you have somebody infected with the disease, and maybe through the blood, maybe through using sterile syringes, needles, and others, you can get yourself infected. Or through sexual transmission, that is either heterosexual transmission, that is a man having sexual relation with a woman, or a man having sexual relation with a man, that is homosexual relationship. And also transmitted from mother to a child, that is when a mother is being infected with the viral hepatitis B or C, during delivery, you can transmit it to the child. So for this disease, these are the common ways by which we get ourselves infected. So the precautions that we need to take is just simply, when you look at the viral hepatitis A and E, when we improve on our sanitation, then we are sure that we can prevent ourselves from getting the viral hepatitis A and E. But if it comes to viral hepatitis B, C, and D, that one, it means that we have to look at the way we have a relationship, that is, a man having sexual relationship with a woman. If a man or woman have multiple sexual partners and have unprotected sex with those partners, the likelihood of getting infection is high. Or either way, if there may be people who take injections anywhere outside the health system with sterile needles and syringes, they are likely to get themselves infected. Or persons who normally inject themselves with drugs, that injected drug users carrying the same needle can also get themselves infected. But if it comes to the fact that when we visit our health facility, nowadays blood transmission is well, before a blood is transfused to any person, the blood is screened for the virus, the B and T. So the likelihood of you getting infection through blood transmission in our facilities is highly minimal.
Thank you very much, Dr. Emmanuel Jochi.